Entrance to the Teth Monastery.
Can't you work any faster?
Ventress jumped down from the wall and strode up to the door. Cutting was taking far too long. The droids were opening a square section in the door, which was unsatisfactory enough given how much it would limit their rate of entry. But at this pace, it would take the rest of the day. She needed to get that hutlet back to Jabba fast. The longer he fretted, the worse it got.
Ma'am, this isn't as simple as it looks,
the commander said, trotting ahead of her and trying to look back at the same time.
The door is massive, and you said no rapid entry using charges.
I didn't tell you to work your way through with a manicure file either.
Two droids were working on the external controls, tinkering with colored wires. No wonder the Republic chose to use cloned humans. Ventress watched in dismay for a few moments as they debated over which wires to reattach, the red ones or the blue ones.
You're not defusing a bomb, you fools, she snapped. Try each combination and see what works. There aren't that many, are there?
Ma'am, the Republic troops fused the interior controls by...
So you can't open it.
We can, but we have to isolate the circuit above the point where the damage occurred.
Ventress sized up the panels that surrounded the door. In the time the droids had taken to get this far, the clones inside would have prepared any number of traps and countermeasures to slow them down. She certainly would have. She'd have excavated a pit just inside the door for a start. She'd have rigged charges in the joists and supports to bring the roof of the passage crashing down the moment the bulk of the droid assault force was inside. She'd have made finding a rear exit a priority. She estimated that Skywalker had maybe 40 or 50 troops left, but it was impossible to know how much ordnance they had, or if they'd taken any special equipment in with them.
Stand aside, she said.
At least droids didn't argue. They let her inspect the controls. She could see wires protruding from a metal conduit buried in the doorframe, but the frame was so thick that the internal mechanism was embedded too far inside for her to see or reach it. There was a quick, one-way solution, though. She motioned the droids away from the frame, drew both lightsabers, and turned to face the ranks of battle droids waiting to begin the assault.
When I give the order, you will storm the entrance, because the door will open. The troops inside will have the initial advantage, because you have to negotiate a choke point which will negate your numbers. But you have vastly superior numbers, and you will simply press on until you overwhelm them. It's that simple. You will neutralize the Republic forces, but you will not proceed farther until I tell you to do so, because I must have that hutlet alive and well. Is that clear?
The droids listened intently. They should have been programmed to do this, but she liked to be certain that they were on the same page of the manual that she was. Lateral thinking was not their forte. The battle droids responded in one synchronized chorus.
Copy, copy.
Ventress raised her right arm, igniting one red lightsaber blade and twirling the hilt in a stab grip.
Stand by.
She brought the blade down in a fast arc and gouged clean through the frame and the metal conduit, shorting out the entire system in a pyrotechnic display of blue-white sparks. Most doors were designed to fail in the fully open position for safety reasons, and had been made that way for centuries. The monastery door was no exception. The slab of material rocketed to the lintel, opening a dark maw that spewed blue blaster fire and anti-armor rounds. The first two lines of droids fell, and Ventress stepped calmly to one side as the ranks behind them marched through the shattered debris of their comrades to press into the entrance. They would keep marching and marching and marching. Eventually, very soon, in fact, Skywalker would run out of troops before she ran out of droids. As she waited, she wondered briefly what she might have done if the door had failed in the closed position. It didn't matter. She was a thorough planner, like her master, Count Dooku. She already knew where the exits were, and had them covered.